Do you have any recommendations for the Ilam community in the way of books or movies or technology or what would make life better for people in the Ilam community from your point of view?
Life better for individuals or life better for us as a community?
Wow. Something that you'd recommend.
Something I can recommend. Right. Well, one of my things at the moment that I notice a lot of, not just at Ilam but in the world in general, is everybody is going so fast and life is so busy and there's very little time for each other. And just this week I had an incident where somebody I know quite well texted me for the umpteenth time asking me for information about, it was a recipe and then some information about something and then where did I get this and would you recommend that and this sort of thing. And I texted back and said, I'll give you all this information if you can make the time to come and have a cup of tea with me. And I think it's just exemplifies how busy we are that we don't really make time to just be with each other. And I think that that's what I'd like to recommend, is that we all just slow down a bit. And on that note, there's a number of books that that I can recommend. One is Slow,
mm-hmm.
by Carl Honore, which was a life-changing book. Another was a book called Sabbath, which I have mentioned before, which continues to be a book I highly recommend.
Yep.
And Gretchen Rubin's book, Happier at Home, and The Happiness Project, two books that she's written. Shall I go on?
Do you listen to Gretchen Rubin's podcast?
I listened to one of them, and I didn't continue.
So you wouldn't recommend that? You'd keep going with the books?
Well, I get a bit saturated, I guess, with one author.
Mm.
And so I like to move on. So I've read three of her books, I soak it up and then I move on.
So are you familiar with Gretchen Rubin's personality quiz, The Four Tendencies?
Oh, I am familiar with it, but I haven't done it.
Have you ever done any personality quizzes, and are you willing to tell us what you learned about yourself?
Yeah. I did the Myers-Briggs one years ago, and I can't really say that it made a big impact on me. I did the Strengths Finder a few years ago, and generated this report, and it came up with my top five strengths, which was quite affirming, and it reassured me that I was in the right field and doing the right kind of work and operating in a way that was true to my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And that showed me that my strengths are in that I have visionary strengths and am creative and have leadership strengths, and that faith was another one that was in the top five. I think it was in the top five, and it reinforced to me how important my faith and my values are in driving my behaviour.
Hmm.
So I found the Strengths Finder assessment helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And another, it's not quite a personality test, but another book that I found extremely helpful was Quiet by Susan Cain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the contribution that introverts bring to the world. And that book helped me to realise that, yes, I'm an introvert, and that I have, and that my introversion is valuable, and I have much to offer, and that I needn't try and break out of my introversion, that I should channel that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So, thinking about that, What gifts do you think you bring to the Ilam community?
I think probably my biggest gift is my ability to build and maintain relationships and talk to people and listen to them. Yeah, I find that at Ilam, I get into conversations with people which are often quite meaningful,
mm-hmm.
and I think people value that,
mm-hmm.
And I'm a good listener, and that comes easy to me, and so it's one of my contributions. What is another gift? I'm a community member in that I will put my hand to things when they need to be done, and if somebody needs help, then I can provide that. If something needs to be done and someone calls on me, then I can generally be relied on to pitch in.
Which is a great gift to the community. Definitely.
Thanks.
The Bible tells us that one day there's going to be a new creation and a new earth. What are you most looking forward to when we reach that place?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to an earth where we don't have to worry about our Pacific Islands sinking, and we don't have to worry about poor nations being affected by global warming, which is caused by Western nations' greed and lack of concern. I'm looking forward to a world where our children are not abused and murdered by the people who are closest to them. I'm looking forward to a world where, particularly in the Western world, where old people are honoured and valued and incorporated into communities and not isolated. I'm looking forward to a world where every culture has a place on earth that they can rest in and call it their home, and not have to go into exile and become refugees and be mistreated. And I'm looking forward to a world where all people of all races are equal.
Sounds like a great place.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, hope for those things is one of the things that keeps me and other Christians trying to make a difference. Keep us doing the small things that we do to bring about change and be salt and light.
But given that we're not quite there yet, Barbara Brown Taylor has a question, which is, what's saving your life right now?
Right.
Could be anything.
Yeah. My bicycle. I love my bike.
Which one? You've got more than one, haven't you?
Well, I've got three. I love one more than the others. My red commuting bike makes me very happy for some strange reason. I love riding it. I love the fact that it's another car that's off the road. And I turn up to work, and wherever I go on my bike, and I feel relaxed and ready to embrace the challenges ahead. So my bicycle is one thing. What else is saving me right now? Gosh, there's lots of things.
Well, you're pretty lucky. I think the bicycle sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Okay.